The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's another episode of DBB. And welcome back to DBB. I'm your host, John Russell. This is episode 149. And today we are going to talk about the most recent release, plus update you on a few other little things. But getting to that release, I can happily say that our premiere episode of Tales from a Dark Realm, called Fear in the Forest, actually premiered, debuted, whatever you want to say, very successfully on YouTube this past weekend. We've had over 40 views, which I think that's pretty good for our YouTube channel. We now have over 30 subscribers. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, if you're new here, you're enjoying the content. There's a lot more content that we have on offer. There's quite a bit on YouTube, so you can check it all out. And we also have a website, dreamrealmsite.com, where you can find even more of our audio goodness. We are primarily audio only, for those of you who are new to us. We don't, so far, have any real amount of videos, real actual videos that you can watch, but hopefully in the future that will change. So, but for now, hopefully you are enjoying the audio content. If you're just interested in the horror aspect of things, and like our horror anthology, there are more on the way, and hopefully even spookier stories. And we have a lot of old standbys as well that people who have been with us longer enjoy, like Robots of the Company. And there's a new season of that coming up. We've got a new sci-fi series that we've been developing for a while that will be premiering soon, called Spacers, Inc. If you liked the shows Firefly or... What were the other... Well, if you... It's kind of like Firefly. It's got a little bit of Blake Seven thrown in there. There was another show, Dark Matter. Yeah, it's got a little bit of all of those things and more thrown into the mix. So those were kind of the inspiration for this series, if you will. So it's got a little bit of all of that. Probably leans quite a bit towards Firefly. So if you enjoyed any of those shows, I think you'll enjoy Spacers, Inc., and that's coming up soon, too. So you'll have more interesting things to listen to. Meanwhile, there are other things. We've got an anthology series called Showcase, with its companion series, Showcase Classic, which has all kinds of different stories, sci-fi, some tinged with horror, obviously classics from the classic, all sorts of interesting things, some award winners as well. So Robots of the Company was an award winner for best sci-fi comedy a couple of years ago or so. So if you've never heard Robots of the Company, you should check it out. It's a lot of fun. That one, if you enjoy Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or Red Dwarf or any of those kinds of wacky sci-fi shows, you will definitely enjoy Robots of the Company. And that's our sci-fi comedy show and one of the big ones here at DRE. So, but happily, yes, we did have a good debut with our new horror anthology series, Tales from a Dark Realm. Apparently, you guys are really into horror. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not really my genre per se, but I dabble a bit here and there, and I'm going to be dabbling more with this series. And I'm also going to be looking for other writers to submit stories to Tales from the Dark Realm. So if you've got a short story, or you've got a short script that is horror-based, that's not too awfully over-the-top gory and mature, you know, the guidelines are pretty simple. I want it to be spooky. I want it to be a good story, obviously. Fairly short, between 10, 15 minutes to half an hour. If it's a longer story, we would cut it up into two parts, I'm sure. So if you do have a submission, you can email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1 at yahoo.com. And give us a subject header of submissions or DRE submissions, Tales from a Dark Realm submission, something like that, so we know what we're getting. So, yeah, if you have a story to pitch and you're a writer, they're non-paying, of course. It's just for the credit and for the fun, because we are a non-profit at this point in time. So, yeah, it will be fun. It'll be shared around, and your story will get heard if you are into doing that. If you're not into, you know, just doing it for fun, then don't submit. But if you are, and, you know, if you would like to at least get your story out there, we will produce it if we like it, if it fits our very basic guidelines. Like I said, just no over-the-top sexuality, no politics, no religion. You could tinge on religion if it's kind of fantasy religion, if you will. And as long as the language isn't, you know, every other word, that's fine too. But to keep it, you know, the more family friendly or at least PG type rated stuff we get, the better. But it can jump over into the R rated, M for mature rated stuff now and again as well. So if you have something to pitch, then just send us a short paragraph of your storyline. And tell us how long you think it might be, once it's fully written. I'd rather not have fully written stories to have to look at, but as long as it's not too long, I will look at them and choose one. But yeah, if you have some submissions, send them on in. We would love to have more writers on the show. I can't write at all. Again, horror is not really my forte. I can write horror, but I'm more of a sci-fi and comedy kind of guy, I guess. So I am looking for horror writers, and I am also open to bringing on some new writers onto some of our other shows, like Robots of the Company, if you can write sci-fi comedy, or Spacers, Inc., if you can write in that sort of Firefly dark matter sort of style. That would be great. But yeah, feel free to pitch us something for any of those shows, and then we'll take it from there. But yeah, I was very pleased with the premiere on YouTube. We are growing the channel. It's taken a long time. The channel's been out there for a few years, and we, up until recently, were lucky to have, you know, 20 subscribers. But luckily that has now grown, and we've come along a bit. We've got a few more subscribers. 31, I think it was the last time I looked, earlier today as of this recording, and the premiere video had over 40 views for the Fear in the Forest, which I'm very pleased about. I think that's great for YouTube. I mean, over on our actual podcast, we get, of course, a lot more downloads and plays. So I did put it up on our podcast feed, actually on the 31st, which is the day I'm recording this, on Halloween Day. So, yeah, it has gone out over the feed as an audio only. if you would prefer to listen to it that way. But it did premiere on YouTube, and the rest of the episodes will premiere on YouTube. I originally considered just having the series as a straight YouTube series and not appear anywhere else, but I thought about that and thought, well, I'm kind of depriving the people who don't get on YouTube. We have a lot, much larger audience on our podcast feed, so I'm quite happy to have it there, at least, you know, a little while after its initial premiere on YouTube. The distance between premiering one and actually throwing it up on the feed might increase a bit to make things a little more special for YouTube as we go along. But with this one being our Halloween release, I didn't want to wait too long to put it out on the feed. So I thought putting it out actually on Halloween was a pretty good idea. Hopefully it was. I also do some podcasting, some other talk shows besides ZBB, or one other anyway. I do a classic Doctor Who podcast called Q Who, which will be wrapping up its second season soon. I'm not sure if that one is as popular as other things, at least on YouTube. So I am thinking about either canceling the show or creating a fan material only YouTube channel, which would cover just our fan range and our fan discussions and so forth. What do you guys think about that? What do you think? Would that be a good idea to have a secondary channel for fandom stuff and this channel for our original material and keep them separate, or just keep on putting everything out on YouTube as we have been, no matter what, you know, no matter what range it's from? So curious what you guys might think. So drop me an email or make a comment in the YouTube comments or on Facebook. You'll find our socials. Go to our website, dreamrealmsite.com, and you'll find links to all our socials, Twitter, Facebook, etc. You'll find where you can find everything, including our email address if you didn't catch it when I mentioned it. It's all up there on the website, along with all our shows and pages that represent our shows, information behind the scenes, you name it. There's a lot of info. There's news. We've got a news page that I just updated on the 31st as well. So there's interesting news there for things we're working on behind the scenes. So you can keep up with news there as well. Or you can subscribe to our email list, and we'll send you emails about upcoming releases and so forth through your email inbox. Or you can just go on YouTube and hit that subscribe button and the bell notification button so that you can keep up with the latest material coming out from DRE. So thank you guys for joining us. Hopefully you do enjoy Dream Realm Enterprises and the material we bring you, not just the horror material, but there's more of that coming real soon. And we really are open to submissions, so send me something. And hope you've enjoyed this discussion today. I always try to keep DB as short as possible. This is just where I update people on what is going on behind the scenes. So if you're not familiar with the show, that's what it's about. It's just me, the CEO, Commander-in-Chief, Chief Producer, whatever you want to call me. It's just my show to ramble on about our shows so, and things going on. Sometimes even things in my own life, but I won't get into that today. Things are doing fairly well right now. But at any rate, thank you guys for tuning in. I will update you again real soon here on DBB. I apologize, the last episode of DBB didn't get put up on YouTube. I had intended to. I created a video with Headliner for it, and I got busy with one thing and another, got ill, etc., and it slipped my mind. So I apologize that didn't go up, and it still hasn't gone up. And So one will seem to have been skipped, but it's on the podcast feed. It's on the website. If you really want to listen to me talking about it, it's mostly me talking about the upcoming release of Fear in the Forest and things like that. So if you didn't get to hear that and you'd like to, it's out there. So go find it and listen to it. It's even on Spotify. We are even on Spotify. So you can look us up, Dream Realm Enterprises, on there. And you'll find many of our shows on there and other places that you might find podcasts. So thanks, guys, once again. Until next time, most of you know the drill. Stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2022, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, always warping to new dimensions.